Welcome to the Rift Universe. Today, our heroes are in search of a 100-foot-tall, water-loving centipede. Of course, they're looking for it in meters because they're in a version of your Britain. Baroness Emily Whitetower leads the expedition because it is her rowboat. Victoria is in charge of the scientific gadgetry because she is the genius, and Gunner is rowing because someone's got to do it. Let's go there now!
Chapter 1. The hero rowed the boat for his captain and the scientist. He scanned the water for any sign of the sea monster.
Gunner, steer us behind that rocky outcropping. If we don't find it there, then I vote we go past the lighthouse and out into deeper water.
On the map, this town looks quaint, all nestled up against the bay. The sort of bay that could reasonably be searched by the three of us.
Quaint is a good word.
In person, I can't help noticing just how much water there is out here.
Nothing more pleasant than a sea outing. Say, do those look like storm clouds to you?
Dark clouds bunched up in the sky, threatening to, rain.
Gunner, what are you doing?
He's writing a novel, Victoria. I quite encourage it. Poor man, raised in today's society. He's emotionally repressed.
Oh, all right. Good for you, Gunner. Now, how are we going to find the monster? We could be out here for days.
Well, we don't know for sure it's a monster.
The letter specifically said sea monster, man.
Actually, the letter specifically said boat-crunching, brutal, terror-inspiring, cross between a centipede and a dragon.
Yes, well, an Englishman also wrote Beowulf, to put things in perspective. We can be quite descriptive when we choose to be. No, I suspect the villagers saw something they couldn't understand.
Saw it when it sunk their boat?
And assumed it was a monster.
Ah! I'm soaked! The water's frigid!
Yes, I believe sailors call that a rogue wave. Gonna be a dear and find the bailing bucket. I think it's floating off. As I was saying, we're most likely dealing with a harmless creature that crossed a rift and is just as scared of the villagers as the villagers
Apple!
Are of... What are you pointing at, Gunner? Hold up the lantern.
There! No, there! I don't know how you can miss it. It's the size of a wagon wheel.
Well, that wasn't difficult. To think I packed clothes for a week. Oh, right. Sorry. Gunner packed my things for me. Good man. Well, paddle over there, Gunner. Let's have a closer look at this curious little fellow.
I don't know if we should go closer, Em. It might be prudent to do a bit of reconnaissance on land.
Rather large. Curious fellow. Right. Enough chit-chat. Let's send this boy back through the rift.
Where's the rift maker?
Oh, I packed it in the hatbox. sorry. Gunner packed it in the hatbox.
I found it. Gunner, hold us steady so I can stand it up.
Quite right. I'd hate for today to be the day we exploded. Careful where you aim that, Victoria. You were a little wide. And not to be critical, but it is a very large target.
Sorry. It's too far.
Okay. Lucky for you, I have a solution. I love this gun. So many uses, and it collapses to fit in a bandolier pocket.
Is that the stun gun? Don't! Wait, Tower! We're in a rowboat!
What? I can't hear you over the monster. I said, I'm going to stun the giant centipede with my transforming stun gun. Oh, hold on a moment. How big of a wave do you think it would create if I were to stun him?
It's more than 30 meters tall.
So, a big wave? Victoria, my solution's out.
Oh, thank heavens.
It's all on you.
Oh, dear. The water's too rough. We need it to be stable for it to make a rift.
Gonna head for the lighthouse.
Soaked right through my petticoat.
Gunner, you better paddle faster. I think it's coming towards us.
Harmless creature. Remember Whitetower?
I remember that. Young and naive I was. Gunner, there's mooring over there, but mind the rocks.
We're tight. Get inside.
It's locked. Gunner, could you?
Where's the lighthouse keeper?
This tower is semi-automatic.
Huh.
I know. I was impressed myself. Oh, bravo, Gunner! Did he just crush our boat? I had that custom built, you... Ugh. Do you know how crazy they thought I was when I asked if we should plate it with bronze? Well...
Shh.
Now what?
I don't know. Do you think reasoning with it is out of the question?
Yes.
It's taking the door!
Oh, that's silly. It can't possibly fit through there.
No, it's taking the whole place down.
Okay, that's more serious. Upstairs now, not a time to dilly-dally. Dear, and break one of those windows, would you?
Ah! Over there!
Whoops, wrong side. Gunner, could you break that one too?
It has pincers the size of my leg!
Victoria, let's focus. How's it coming?
It's taking longer than usual to calibrate.
Ma'am, I think the bug is trying to pry off the roof.
Ooh, right you are. Victoria, I think now would be a good time to create a rift. Calibration isn't an issue. Anywhere should be fine.
Am I? Here goes. It shouldn't be sparking, but look, it's working! It's... No! Ah!
Gunner, let's buy her some time.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I packed in a compound that reacts with both air and water, covering my bases. It should be non-lethal. Emits a gas that could drop a rhino. Of course, I haven't had a chance to test it on a rhino yet. Sorry. All talk, I know. On three. Three! Ha! Aim slightly to the left. We can work on that. It should be slowing down to take a nap any... moment. Never mind, we made it mad. Not the effect I was looking for. And there goes the roof. Right, Victoria, time to do something brilliant. Oh, good shot, Gunner. But try not to hurt it too badly.
I need to pace. Can't pace. Monster would eat me. Just think. The problem's the lens. It must have gotten water in it. Oh, golly, I hate sea monsters. I need a way to focus the energy, then broadcast it out.
Ah.
Oh, the lighthouse mirror. That'd be a perfect, I hope. White tower.
What? Gunner, watch your left. It's reaching in through the window.
I need to get to the mirror.
You have a plan?
Well, I don't really feel comfortable calling it a plan. Because the science is unstudied, and if I'm wrong, then maybe the lighthouse will blow up or turn into a portal and we'll be sent to a random dimension.
I couldn't really hear you over everything that was going on, but your plan sounds fantastic. What do you need me to do?
A diversion.
Okay, no one breathe a moment. That won't slow him down more than a moment. Gunner, we need more time!
I'm out of ammo.
Then climb up there and punch him in the eye! I was pulling your leg. There's more ammo in the bag. Boy, that man's bricky. I'd better join him.
Okay, just run out into the open, Victoria. It's not that scary. Gunner's clinging to a monster's face. You can cross a room. Okay. Pop the lens out here. What's that equation for refraction length? Wish I had a pen and paper.
Oh, think I'd taste good, do you? Well, joke's on you. I've got an iron corset. Ha!
Slide this open, and... It's working! It's working! Get down! I don't know where it'll make the portal.
You heard her? Well done, Victoria. It's a tad low, don't you think?
It's tearing apart the lighthouse.
We have to turn it off.
Hold on. We've almost caught it.
Careful, Gunner. The glass.
It's in.
Thank heavens.
I'll get it. Stay down. Well, I think that went about as smoothly as we could have hoped.
Gunner's bleeding.
A scratch.
Yes, but he climbed on top of a monster covered in claws and fangs, and he still has all of his limbs.
That's true. But it did crush our boat.
Oh, yes. That is a spot of misfortune. I liked that boat. One of us will have to swim for it.
Thanks, Gunner. At least the rain stopped.
Yes. Lovely night, really.
The hero took off his jacket to swim the kilometer to shore. The water was cold. Cold as very cold water. The hero decided to swim very quickly.
Welcome home, m'lady. Let me help you with your things.
Oh, thank you, dear. It is good to be home.
And young Victoria. Glad to see her ladyship brought you home in one piece.
It was a near thing this time.
Victoria will be staying tonight. Could you make up her room?
Of course, ma'am. Oh, I ought to warn you, your brother is...
Is that you?
Oh, never mind. I'll let him tell you himself.
In here! Excuse us, Miss Quick, won't you? I need to sit down.
Oh, I think I could sleep right here sitting up. After all that, I can't believe you're still standing, Gunner. Why don't you join us?
Oh, relax, Gunner. You were a big help today.
Thank you, Mom. I best be off to bed. Good night.
Good night.
He is quite the serious young man, isn't he?
Yes, that he is.
M'lady. You have a large pile of correspondence waiting for you.
Oh, joy. Let's see what we have. Ooh, a luncheon at Madame Thornton's. We can toss that one aside. Now this one is interesting. Dear Lady Whitetower, blah de blah, obsequious phrase... There seems to be a bit of a disturbance in the forest of West Helm, unnerving the local residents. Da da da. If you would be so magnanimous as to come and rid the forest of the fiend. And then there are several more obsequious phrases.
Minor disturbance, they said. Like how the giant centipede was a curious creature frightening ignorant fishermen.
I like it.
Of course you do. It's probably a werewolf, you know.
Oh, hello, Victoria. Did you say there's a werewolf?
Oh, if we're lucky. Brother, you missed quite the adventure. I imagine Gunnar is still drying his drawers.
I wouldn't complain about it. You know I wouldn't. It's just that Gunnar hates werewolves.
Oh, he does not. Really, though, Victoria, what would you rather do? Sit around drinking tea with Madame Thornton? Or wallop on a werewolf.
Speaking of tea, I have a brunch with my mother and her friends tomorrow.
Oh, sounds dreadful. Can't you get out of it?
Not without my mother disowning me and turning over all of my worldly belongings to my sister. She's threatened to do it, you know.
Bah, She wouldn't.
Em?
And if she did, I'd adopt you.
I couldn't inherit your estate, Baroness.
Emily.
Silly laws. And what's your excuse, Cal? What was the pressing business you had to attend to?
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. Everett, could you come here a moment?
Victoria, I think we should leave tomorrow. After your brunch, of course. We could take the artillery carriage. But that way we can be back before your entrance exams.
If we must, but I don't think I'm going to take the exams after all.
Emily, I'd like to introduce you to my...
One moment, Cal. Why wouldn't you take the exam?
I applied last year and it didn't work out. Besides, I'd rather stay here and work in your lab. More interesting than classes, anyway.
Oh, nonsense. You'd be hard-pressed to find even a professor who could keep up with you. I guarantee there won't be a student in the country that will be able to compete with you.
Not that it'd matter.
Look, we'll discuss this on the road. Oh, hello. Cal, who is this?
This is Everett, your nephew.
Hello.
My nephew? But Lizzie never had a son.
She didn't. I did, apparently.
Oh.
Nice to meet you, Everett. My name's Victoria. I live down in the village.
Nice to meet you, miss. May I say, you look dashing in that dress.
I was hoping he'd be able to live here. With us.
Right. Well, Everett, why don't you go and explore the house with Victoria?
Come on. I don't know this place nearly as well as Lady Whitetower. It will be an adventure for both of us.
What do you think you're doing?
What do you mean?
We can't have a child running about here.
He's 15.
He can't be more than 11.
And his mother is dead.
Come this way, Everett. This is my laboratory.
It's like magic.
It's electricity. And yes, I think it's rather magical. This used to be the ancillary ballroom, or something silly like that. But when her son and Lord Whitetower died, Lady Whitetower gave it to me.
Oh.
Lady Whitetower doesn't talk about it. She's really not a bad or scary person when you get to know her.
Huh.
Come on. This is Whitetower's pet project. She calls it a motor horse.
Doesn't look like a horse.
Ha! Well, it's meant to be ridden like one. See those wheels down there attached to an engine that's quite powerful? Lady Whitetower has a bit of a thrill complex, if you ask me. Brickier than I'll ever be, that's for sure. Here, look at this. I invented it.
What does it do?
I don't know, but it's clever, isn't it? See, we send arcs of electricity through these 8 prongs here, and when the machine is charged, see the swirling ball of energy in the center? As far as I can tell, it creates an energy field of immense proportions. Maybe, with a bit of tweaking, something like this could be used to travel between space or time or power entire cities. Do you have a coin? Toss it into the swirling purple thing in the center. You should have seen my face when I found out it did that. Yes. It might just be a fancy bomb. Anything else down here you want to look at?
What's that?
Oh, be careful with that. Whitetower's modifying a crossbow to mount to a corset, and the trigger's a bit loose.
Why would you need a crossbow on a, you know...
Now that's an interesting question. This is the observatory. Lord Whitetower designed it himself. He wanted as near to 360-degree view as possible. When I first came here, they only had 3 telescopes, but now they have one for each window and then some.
May I?
Of course. None of these explode.
Can you see the moon with this?
Yes. Although, you should know that this telescope over here is by far the most interesting telescope in the observatory.
It is?
Yes.
But it's not even near a window.
It doesn't have to be.
What are all these wires for?
Go on, look.
It's dark. I don't see anything. Whoa, what is that?
That is another world. Well, another version of our world, if you want to get into semantics.
It can't be. How is it daylight? Did you slide a picture in there?
It's not a picture. The world you're viewing is 12 hours different from ours. So for them, it's morning. Go on, turn it that way. Do you see the farmhouse over behind the trees?
That's amazing. There's really another world.
It's one of many that we know of. Look.
There's a desert.
This world has some strange fauna that appear every once in a while. They look like jellyfish, but they float in the air. Cal, your father, spent an entire winter observing the migratory patterns. He followed them all around England with the telescope.
Buildings? Is that a city?
Yes. Not my favourite. It's like a dirtier, taller version of London. Fascinating, isn't it?
So, there are three other worlds.
That we have filters for. White Tower believes there could be many, many more.
How?
Not a clue. But this is why we invent our machines. Sometimes creatures from other worlds get trapped in ours.
And you kill them?
Not if we can help it. It's not their fault they're here. We try to send them home. Come on. Let's see some more of the manor before it gets too late.
M.
Think about what we do here, Cal.
We're scientists.
Maybe that's how it started out, but that ship has long sailed. We are monster hunters. Today we fought a 35-meter centipede.
You tend to exaggerate.
And earlier this week, an undead carpenter followed us home and destroyed half of the kitchen.
That was a bad day.
No, and that's my point. It was an average day. We risk our lives and nearly die on about a weekly basis. Look, while it breaks my heart that the boy is half orphan, if he stays here, he'll likely add dead to his list of problems.
Well, what else am I supposed to do with him?
Whatever you decide, I don't have the time or the energy to deal with it right now. Look, you can put him in James's old room tonight.
And then I said, hunting parties would be so much more fun if there were no horses or guns, and they all thought I was just the most charming. Victoria? Victoria, are you with us?
Pardon? Yes, sorry. I think I should go freshen up.
Aha! I knew it! Victoria!
Drat.
You can't be serious hiding muddy boots in Mom's mink vase. For what? To go gallivanting off with those classless...
The Baroness of White Tower and her scholarly brother.
Barely a Baroness. She was a poor choice of wife. And look where it got Lord White Tower. Now she's talked about all over the county.
The country, more like. Though that's hardly important.
Mother will be furious.
Only if you tell on me.
And why wouldn't I?
Take my dress, would you? I'm going out the window.
You're wearing trousers under there? I thought you looked bloated.
Yes. Tell everyone I was feeling bloated. Had to lie down or something. And in return, I won't tell anyone I saw you and Edgar in the garden.
Oh!
And I'll even invite him to the next party for you. I must be off. Much love and kisses.
I can't believe we're related.
Good morning, Victoria. I didn't expect you here so early.
In retrospect, I'm surprised I stayed so long.
Did you get a bite to eat? Want me to make you a sandwich?
I'm quite alimented, Miss Quick, thank you. I'm just excited to be on the road.
You and Lady White Tower both. She's had Gunner hauling out trunks all morning.
Where is she?
Sitting room.
Have you packed the grappling gun?
Gunna did, yes.
And the spring-loaded nets?
Those as well. Incidentally, we're down to our last two. Oh, while you're here, I'm looking over the county maps. Would you rather travel through the city or the countryside?
Either. As long as there are no tea parties. I've got some things to gather from the laboratory.
Right. No tea parties. Told her to avoid the last one, and did she listen to me? Rather attractive trousers, though. Should get myself a pair like those.
Was that Miss Victoria?
Yes, she ran in and ran right back out again.
The electric starter?
Right here. Catch. Oh, while I have you, Gunnar, would you rather travel through the... And he's not here. Oh, young people these days, running about as though they have all the energy.
What do you need me to do?
I need you, Cal, to stay and watch the boy.
Werewolves can be dangerous. You might need my help.
Well, we'll just have to manage. Gunnar, I just remembered we'll probably want to bring some bait. Go see if Liza has something raw in the kitchen.
The boy could come with us.
As bait? I thought you liked him.
No, I can't believe your mind would jump to... She's joking, Everett, I'm sure. Em, he's old enough to be useful.
I am. I have a number of varied and interesting skills.
Absolutely not.
What's this?
Cal and Everett are going to spend the weekend home, I'm afraid.
Don't worry. When we come back, I can show you how to use some of these things, Everett.
Out of the question. He should be in school. The pen is mightier than the sword and all that bunk. Oh, which reminds me, I should pack my sword. Miss Quick, could you see who it is? Gunnar, don't forget to go down to the kitchen. Oh, Victoria, there's a generator on the back of the carriage that's acting strange. If you can't fix it, then we're going to have to haul out the old one.
I'll take a look at it. Good morning. Excuse me.
It's Madame Zieger.
Oh, excellent. I'll be right out.
I'll tell her.
Cal, please keep the boy out of trouble while we're gone.
My wonderful Lady of White Tower.
Madame Zieger. A pleasure to see you.
And you? Of course, I had a vision of you and your future. So I've seen you more recently.
Oh, splendid. You must tell me more. Oh, Victoria, did you lose the...
Just fog is all. Cleaned off the grit and replaced it and we're right as ice.
Oh, thank you. Tell Gunnar that we're ready to leave. Madame Zieger, we were just heading out on a bit of a pleasure excursion. Would you care to ride with us as far as the village?
Miss Quick packed us a lunch and a side of pork for the werewolf.
That sounds like a wonderful time to me.
Don't touch that, Zieger, dear. It shoots fire from the riding lamps.
Oh, dear, that is exciting.
Now, tell me, what was this vision about?
All that. It was a most vivid vision. You appear to me just as you are now before me, from your riding jacket to your boots. But you looked grim.
What's that? Green?
Like ill, Mom.
No, grim, bleak, gloomy, glam.
She means grim.
How grim?
You told me you were taking a trip, but it was ill-destined.
Oh, my heavens.
There's more. You were off to find adventure, but you found instead darkness, injury, and prison. I assumed you meant emotional prison, but I've been wrong before.
Ooh, that gave me shivers. Ooh, well done, Madame Zieger. You truly have the sight. And now where can I have Gunnar drop you off?
The inn's fine, thank you. You're generous. You know it's good luck to be generous to a gypsy.
Well, I'll need it with your fortune. Okay, Gunnar, now that we're free of civilians, open up the throttle and test how well Victoria patched the generator.
She's getting more specific these days.
Oh, yes. I rather like the vision touch. Gave it a theatrical flair.
Does it ever concern you that the only person in the village that seems to like you is a charlatan?
Not at all.
Well, this must be Westhelm.
I'm sure. It's got quaint village ravaged by creatures from a parallel universe written all over it.
Where do we start? Did the letter say where to cont...
Oh, how about we stop there? The screams sound promising. Gunner, north by northeast.
There's something over there, between the trees.
It's a little too dark to see, Gunner. Can you make it out?
No, Mom.
Then hit the lights.
Oh, there! Wait, where did he go?
He is fast. Gunner, did we pack any torches?
Halt!
Who's that?
Local police. Good evening, Constable.
I'm an inspector, ma'am.
How fortuitous that you appeared. We seem to have neglected some of our essentials.
So you're the Baroness, are you?
Yes, that's me. Could we borrow some lanterns? They wouldn't be ideal, but they'd be better than nothing.
Oh, no. You might have had these poor villagers enthralled by your tricks, but I was a constable in London.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Say, did you see a man? Tall, huge, really. Perhaps transforming into a wolf.
I've seen a few things in my time, ma'am, which is why I know you and yours are confidence artists of the worst degree. You're under arrest.
What?
What?
Constable, cuff them.
Why? We haven't done anything wrong.
Really, Inspector? You seem like a fine gentleman, but you're making a mistake. And it might be an embarrassing mistake, you see, because I'm...
A baroness? Yes, I do believe if you were a baroness, this would be embarrassing. But nobles don't dress like that and run around the country causing havoc.
Causing havoc?
I bet you lot have been out here in the woods rustling the bushes, screaming and the like. Then you come out here and charge to get rid of the monster? Is that it?
Not quite.
Hurry up with those handcuffs and make them tight on their driver. He looks dangerous.
Oh, they can't keep us here. Think of the scandal.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get it sorted out in no time.
Oh, if only Cal were here. He studied law.
No, we're lucky Cal isn't here. He has the hardest time keeping his head in these situations. He has a strange fear of police officers. He'll be better used by letter, I'm sure. You know, this was the first time that Madame Ziga was right about my fortune. A bit disconcerting, really.
Oh, my mother is going to be so upset.
Well, as this is, it might lengthen our travel plans a tad. I hope Cal can manage things at home.
Hey, you there, new boy. Why are you skulking
me
about?
Me skulking? I wouldn't dream of it.
You've done something of that, I'm sure. Out with it.
It's possible that perhaps I was in the vicinity of a certain telescope when it may have broke. Since you're a nice lady, can you take a look at it?
What are you coming to me for? I don't know any of that technological mumbo-jumbo from a chicken egg. Go to your father. Go on. He might be distracted and awkward as a duck on marbles, but he's a good man and knows about those fiddly science things. Go on, out of my kitchen.
Come in. Oh, it's you. Everett. Sorry, did you want something?
Oddly important. I wouldn't want to disturb your reading.
Quite all right. Just recreational, and you are my son.
Well, sir, I wouldn't be mad with your only son as I am. But I was in the observatory. Victoria said that I could. I was being careful.
Oh, dear. Right. Something broke?
Might have.
I wouldn't worry about it. Em is surprisingly carefree about her belongings. She won't be upset. Unless you broke a parallel universe scope. You broke her universe scope?
I was looking in the world with tall buildings and suddenly it just went black.
Huh.
You think White Tower might be mad? Let's blame this one on the cat, how about?
Well, she's already sending you to school, so there's no need to worry about that. I'm not really mechanically minded, that's Victoria, but nothing seems to be dangling off. That's a good sign.
Well, my rotten luck, I only touched the switch.
Well, the other lenses work fine. Desert's still visible. It's just the Metropolis.
Yeah, the Metropolis.
Metropolis. L. It has an L.
That's not how I've heard it.
My heavens!
What?
I was looking at the desert, and then all of a sudden, there was a blast of light, like a shockwave. Now it's just dark. The lens isn't working, or the world just exploded.
The world exploded? Can a world explode?
I don't know. Nobody's written books about this sort of thing. At least not reputable books. No, it's probably not that. The telescope is probably broken.
And what if it's not my fault?
Then we better hope M comes back quickly.
Voices for this episode were provided by Holly Linden, Melissa Keller, Aiden O'Rourke, Ruel de Dios Pinello, Peggy Knudsen, Eric Conkey, Giselle Marie, Tim Crow, and Alex Yara. Sound engineering was done by Brian Baltar. This episode was produced by Giselle Marie and written by Kate Bateman. The music was composed by Jonathan Keith.